The following broadcast is a presentation of the Mountford Free Methodist Church in Decatur, Illinois. Join us Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 a.m. or visit us on the web at decaturfmc.org.
A couple of years ago, Dillard University asked the famous actor Denzel Washington to be the speaker for their graduating class. In his speech, he encouraged each student in whatever they do to put God first in their life. And he ended his speech by saying this. He said, "I pray that you put your slippers way under your bed tonight, so that when you wake up in the morning, you have to get on your knees to reach them. And while you're down there, say thank you for grace, for mercy, for wisdom. Thank you for understanding, for parents. Thank you for love, for kindness, for peace, for prosperity. So, and say thank you in advance for what God has given you." So basically what Denzel Washington was encouraging those students is make sure that you remember to stop and to pray every day, giving thanks to God. We've been talking about prayer. First week, we talked about how we need to be people who are devoted to prayer. And then we talked about that we need to be people that have a legacy of prayer. Last week, we talked about that we are people who believe in the power of prayer. And what a moving service as several of you guys came forward. And we laid hands on you and prayed over you specifically on what God was calling you to be prayed for. As we've been talking about prayer, now we have to say, okay, well, we know we need to be devoted to prayer. We need to have a legacy of prayer. We believe in the power of prayer. But do you know how to pray? Sometimes we don't. I was a little shocked when I was in college that one of my professors, he was a pastor for 20 years. And he said, recently, I was praying and I stopped. And I just asked myself, do you even know what you're saying? And it dawned on me, I don't think I even know how to pray. I'm thinking, wow, this professor, this pastor for 20 years, even him, he struggled with prayer. And he struggled with even knowing how to pray. So he said, in the next year, I just started doing a study and trying to teach myself and see how I can truly pray. So do you know how to pray? A lot of people don't, to be honest. And you're not alone if you don't know how to pray. Even the disciples didn't know how to pray. Luke chapter 11, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. They were looking at Jesus and listening to his prayer. And I almost have a sense that they were listening a little bit with their mouth open, because they were so used to this ritual type of prayer. They noticed that Jesus prayed in a very different way. His prayer was an intimate, close prayer. He hears Jesus talk and call him Abba, Daddy, Father. And he hears Jesus talk to him like they are one, like they are close. And for them, as the disciples, they were saying, I don't think I even know how to pray. Teach us how to pray like you pray, Jesus. And today, sometimes it seems like, and I fall in this category sometimes too. I think all of us do. It seems like most people today struggle with prayer being so eye-focused or just praying of what you want, right? You pray the I wants. In our family, we call it the I wants. We hear our kids all the time. We go to the grocery store or we go down the drive-thru line in McDonald's or something. And we hear constantly around us, all three of them say, I want, Daddy, I want this. Daddy, I want that. Can I have this? And we should say, stop with the I wants. I wonder if there's a point sometimes where God calls us out and says, stop with the I wants. You see, prayer has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with Him. When we pray, we shouldn't even think about what we want. We should be coming to Him and asking that His will be done. So how do we pray? Luckily, we have a good teacher that taught us how to pray. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. We're going to start in verse 5. We are right in the middle here of one of the greatest sermons I probably could say, the best sermon that was ever preached. Jesus, I picture Jesus here as sitting on a rock just teaching the people, if you will. People were gathering together. I picture people just soaking in His wisdom. Throughout the sermon, He would hit on different topics. He talked about anger. He talked about lust. He talked about divorce. He talked about not having revenge. He talked about loving your enemies. And then now Jesus is here in Matthew chapter 6 teaching about prayer. Let's read it together. Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Let's stop there. So the first thing what Jesus is saying, first of all, what He is not saying is He is not saying everyone should never speak in or pray in public. He's not saying that. Because Jesus Himself prays in public too. What He is saying is when we pray with the heart of giving all the glory to God, not on ourselves. I've been to a couple of prayer services before where it seems like it's one after another, trying to outdo the last person who just prayed. It seems like it gets a little bit louder each time, and it gets a little bit longer each time, that almost the person has a feeling of, well, that's a good prayer, Bob, but wait until you hear mine. That's not the type of prayer that we should have. Again, it has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with Him. If prayer is bringing any attention to yourself, then something is wrong. what Jesus is saying is he's saying, first and foremost, all glory is to God. When you pray, give him the glory. We see Jesus in his prayer in John chapter 11. It said Jesus looked up and prayed this amongst this group of people. He said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. Basically, Jesus is saying, I'm praying this prayer so people will believe in you and believe that you sent me. Our prayers need to be guided to him. Why? Because he's holy. Because he deserves it. Because he is God. And so it talks about, even in verse 6, the power of praying alone. Even going to your room and praying. What Jesus is saying is this intimate prayer, calling him Abba, Father. You see, if the only prayer that I would ever pray would be in front of anybody else praying publicly, there's something wrong there with that picture. That someone should have just as powerful, if not more powerful, of a prayer on your own when no one else is watching. Because it has nothing to do with you. He goes on to say, in verse 7, and when you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask them. So we look at this word babbling. What does babbling mean? Basically, when I looked it up, babbling means to keep on praying with an insincere heart. That you're not real. You're just saying these words and it's not coming from the heart. And you're just babbling it over and over and over again. And Jesus is saying, don't pray like that. When you pray, pray from your heart. Allow him to hear your heart. When I was a counselor one year, I noticed at a camp, I noticed it was at the very beginning, I had a really, really tough cabin. It was like one after another, all these boys started coming in, and I'm thinking to myself, oh man, I hope people are praying for me today. I knew it was going to kind of be a rough week. It was kind of boy after boy. I think almost every child didn't have a good family background. All of them came from, most of them came from the inner city. They knew more stuff about drugs and guns than they did about the Bible and Jesus. But my first thought is, man, this is going to be a great week because of the transformation that can happen. Near the end of the week, right after one of the kids, these were junior high students, one of them was led to Christ, and I was praying with him, and I said, hey, I think we should end with you praying. And he looked at me and he was like, I don't even know how to. I said, pray from your heart. Pray with what you know. Allow God to hear what's inside. And know that he's right there with you. So he started praying one of the most beautiful prayers I've ever heard. In his prayer, he dropped a couple of cuss words.
That's what he knew. That was his language. And he started to cry while he was praying. And it was so beautiful to hear him, hear his heart connect to Jesus. That's prayer. When your heart is connected to him. So Jesus said, don't keep on babbling on like you don't even mean it. Pray from your heart. And then after that, then Jesus shows us how to pray. He gives us an example. And so what we're going to do in the next several weeks is we're going to take each statement kind of at a time, each line, as we are to help us to understand, to teach us how we can pray. So he goes on and he says, this is how you should pray. Now, many of you maybe have heard this prayer thousands of times. Maybe you memorized it when you were a kid. And that's great. I want to encourage you. This time, I don't know when the last time that you actually heard the words. Sometimes you know how we just memorize it and say it, even say it together, and it just flows out of our mouth. But we don't really listen to it. So I am going to say this prayer to you. I encourage you to close your eyes and to allow these words, the words of Jesus, to sink in. This is what Jesus said, how we should pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So he starts his prayer off with proclaiming who he is praying to. He starts it off by saying, our Father. Once again, Abba, Father, Daddy. So when you pray, you start off by saying his name. Why? Because there is power in the name. We've talked about that in the last couple of weeks. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of God. There is power in his name. And when you pray, you are declaring who you are speaking to. Father, Daddy, Jesus, God, Lord, however you want to start it. For me, sometimes it depends on what mood I'm in. Sometimes I start it with just saying the name of Jesus. Sometimes I start it by saying Daddy, because I feel like he's so there, so close. So you start with who you are praying to, our Father. And then right after that, it says, hallowed be thy name. When we pray, one of the first things that we should do is proclaim the name of Jesus and praise his name all morning this morning, all service. We've been singing songs about praising his name. We've been even having time in our prayer time where many of you say, God, I praise you for. We are praising the name of God. There is importance in this as we pray. When we pray, Jesus is saying, the first thing that you should do is proclaim his name and praise his name. Why? Because his name deserves to be praised. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallowed be thy name. Your name is holy. Your name is reverent. But we don't praise God because you want something. If you've ever been a parent or a grandparent, you know how this is. A child coming to you and say, oh, Mom, your hair looks beautiful today. It's just laying perfectly on your shoulders, and the way that the sun glistens off of your hair, it's so pretty. Can I have 20 bucks? Or they come to Dad, Dad, have you been working out? Man, I could tell you look stronger. I think you've lost some weight. Oh, by the way, can I borrow the keys to the car? You know how that is as a parent. Because once they end it by saying what they really want, then all the stuff that they said before that really doesn't matter. Do they really mean it, or were they just trying to soften me up? Don't praise God because you want something. You praise him because you are in love with him. You tell him how much you love him. You tell him how much he means to you. You praise him because you are in love. How often do you stop and praise God in your prayer life? Sometimes we just need to stop and give thanks. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Psalm 131 verse 1. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods I will sing praise to you. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. How often? Continually. Never stop praising his name. We need to praise the name of the Lord because you are in love with him. So start with that. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And when you praise him, make sure that it doesn't just come from your lips, but it comes from your heart. Matthew 15:8 says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. When you pray, hallowed be thy name, it also helps you to remember that you are praying to the name that is above every name. It helps you and it humbles you. That you're not just praying to anyone. You are praying to the King of Kings. You are praying to the Lord of Lords. You are praying to the one that you love so much. You're not just throwing this prayer out there, but you are praying to the all-powerful one. You are praying to the one who can make a difference. You are praying to the one who loves you more than anything else in this world. Remember, when you are praying, hallowed be your name, that his name is great and is worthy to be praised. So we praise his name. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. It says, therefore, God exalted him. It goes with what we sang this morning. God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus. Oh, I don't know if you guys heard me. At the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. So we have to be reminded of his name. His name is powerful. His name is good. All glory is his. So stop and reflect and praise his holy name. Why? Because he deserves it. Why? Because I love him. Will you pray with me? Daddy, I love you. I praise your name this morning. Lord, I thank you for loving me. Even me. Even when I disappoint you, I praise you for always having your open arms. Lord, I praise you for the sound of kids laughing yesterday and that life that came out of that. Lord, I praise you for meeting me here last night as I was just had time of prayer. Lord, I felt like you were just holding me last night. I know that I don't deserve it, but yet I felt so close to you. I praise you for your presence. I thank you for your grace that you show me every day. Lord, I know I'm hard to live with at times, but I'm thankful for your grace. Lord, help me to show that same grace and that same love to others around me. Forgive me and forgive me for not treating others the way that you treat me. I praise you, God, for this church. I praise you for the excitement that I have every Sunday morning when I wake up to worship with these people. Thank you for the love that is here. I praise you for your word that comes alive to us every day. I praise you for your truth. Lord, help me to know and to hear your truth. I praise you for your love, Lord. I love you so much. Lord, I am in awe of you. I want to be just like you. Help me to know what that means. I want to be holy as you are holy. I'm tired of making mistakes. God, forgive me for not praising your name enough. Forgive me for not having this time where I can just stop and to say thank you. Where I can just stop and praise you. We love you so much. We need you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.